I think on Christmas, do that thing that's surprising that will engage people, that will pull them in. Like, we've done Let It Snow and had a snow machine. One year, though, we rented a cheap snow machine, and it sent down a blob on top of one of our singers' heads, and it was... We shouldn't have done that. But I think it's the Sunday where you show your people, hey, if you will invite people here, we will do whatever it takes to reach them and show them who Jesus is.
Supposedly, the way you show an unbeliever that Jesus cares for them is by spending a lot of money on a snow machine during your performance of Let It Snow. Like, some unbeliever is going to come to church and go, man, I can't believe how much Jesus loves me because, man, look at how real that snow is during this performance. What these people are saying is so ridiculous. If you want an unbeliever to know how much Jesus loves them, tell them that Christ bled and died for them on the cross so that they don't have to face the wrath of God. These guys really think that the message is conveyed in their trickery or their theatrics rather than in the actual message that Christ bled and died for them. When you hear them talk, you realize this has nothing to do with the message of Jesus Christ. This has everything to do with putting on a show. These places are not churches. They're theaters and television studios, and what's taking place in them is a theatrical production, not a church service. And that, when you hear them talk like this, that becomes painfully clear.